No te despegues de nuestra programación. Sigue con Encuentro Radio. Comunícate con nosotros a través de nuestro WhatsApp 302-521-2342. Encuentro Radio es periodismo, derechos, igualdad, dignidad, mujeres, inclusión, masculinidad, arte, expresión, libertad, esperanza, cultura, ecumenismo, literatura, historia y análisis. Pero en realidad somos una gran familia. Bienvenidos y bienvenidas a Encuentro Radio. Aquí comienza un programa de Encuentro Radio.
4, 3, 2, 1. Welcome to Open Space Conversations. This radio program is brought to you by Global Mission Fellows,
a community dedicated to amplifying the voices and stories of diverse communities around the world.
We will be diving into important social justice issues of our time, exploring the ways that they intersect with beliefs, science, technology, and the environment.
Aiming to open spaces to have conversations about critical issues that are shaping our world today and working toward solutions to create a more equitable and just world for all.
From climate change, education, gender justice, health, and food security, in this space, you're welcome. In this conversation, your voice is heard.
Tune in to our special episodes Wednesdays at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time and through podcast version of CIPOC and Encuentro Radio.
Buenos días, buenas tardes, buenas noches en cualquier lado del mundo. Mi nombre es Grace. Soy misionera de Filipinas y actualmente estoy sirviendo aquí en el hermoso y maravilloso país de Ecuador. Hello everyone, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, world. We are back on Open Space Conversations. My name is Grace. I'm a Global Mission Fellow from the class of 2022 to 2024. I'm from the Philippines. I'm currently serving here in the wonderful and beautiful country of Ecuador.
Greetings to everyone. I am Eliza from the United States, currently serving in Barbados. I have the pleasure of co-hosting today with Ati Grace. And those who are tuning in through Encuentro Radio, I am joined right now by other wonderful people from different corners of the world that you may or may not already recognize. I will now invite them to say a little something about themselves.
네, 안녕하세요. My name is Christine. I am from Philippines and currently serving here in South Korea.
네, 엄마. Hi, everyone. I am Tari. I am from Zimbabwe and currently serving in Hong Kong.
Hi. Xin chào. I am Paula Jaleca Santos. I am from the Philippines and now serving here in Vietnam.
Hi everyone, I am Shiaza Puritimbaiwa, a Global Mission Fellow from Zimbabwe, currently serving Cameroon. Thank you.
Hi everyone, I'm Honest Baraya from Nigeria. I'm serving in Democratic Republic of Congo. Thank you.
Thank you all for joining us and welcome back. Today's episode is a little different and maybe a little special, because the friends I have with me right now are not only panelists, they are actually our GMF's batch core radio team, which is why you may have recognized them from previous episodes. Back to Ati Grace.
Right, it's my turn. So you heard that right? Folks, these are the people behind every episode. These are the people in charge of looking for panelists, brainstorming for themes, for program flows, song selections, communicating with CIPOC, and in charge of graphic designs, although that's more Eliza's field. If you are able to tune in to our previous episode where I announced the wrong date, I apologize for that, then you know that today or tonight or this afternoon, whatever time it is for you watching or streaming, we are having our batch's very last open space conversation episode.
Before we continue, let us start off with our regular disclaimer. The views and opinions of the host and guests do not reflect the views and opinions of any organization, especially the Global Ministries or Global Mission Fellows. Also, we are not professionals in this topic, but for this episode, we will share based on our research and personal experiences. Although this topic is complex and might trigger some people, which hopefully not for this episode, but please be aware of that. If you're uncomfortable and having a hard time, feel free to disconnect. On the other hand, we also would like to hear from you, so share your stories, comments, questions, or whatever you want to say to the group. You can participate by sending a message or questions to the panelists, or leaving a comment on Facebook Live, which can be found by searching Open Space Conversations-GMF2022-2024. Again, that is Open Space Conversations-GMF2022-2024. Just a reminder, this is a space for everyone to feel heard and included, so please be mindful of your words.
All right, and so let's start with our chat time. In Filipino, we call it chika. So let's start chatting. I'll start off with asking everyone here the million-dollar question. How does it feel now that our OSC episode is coming to an end? How does everyone feel about it? There's a feeling of sadness or maybe excitement that we're moving on. Anyone wants to start at this, the chica time? Just feel free to unmute. How does it feel like?
I'll go first. It's honestly a bittersweet moment because it has been hard trying people to join our radio show and the constant messages, but it always turned out well, and I'm so grateful for the panelists who were very eager to join us on our discussions, though it needed some research and taking time from your work. Also looking at the time difference, like it's 10 past 11 p.m. for me now, and I know some people it was like late after midnight, but they were willing to join. I'm so thankful for that. It was hard, but we're at the last episode, and I think we're all like all smiling. We're happy that we managed to uphold this radio show and get to what we are now, and I think that's the good part of it, just to be able to have conversations with everyone and hear everyone's inputs and stuff. So I think it's been good in that sense.
Can I add more? So for me, I'm having mixed emotions right now. Like, I feel like this radio show already has been a habit of me, and you know, having conversations, looking for people to share and be part of our almost every 2 weeks of conversation with different issues and topics. And it's kind of sad that it's gonna end for our batch, but it's also kind of happy because the burden is now lifted. And it feels like, oh, yay, I'm done. I graduated to this radio show. But I think I'm gonna miss this this radio show with everyone else. Yeah, that's all.
Feel free to jump in.
Okay, so I'll go ahead. Maybe, Paul, you can join the next next radio show episode. So for me, there's a variety of emotions, but there's also a sense of accomplishment and maybe a little pride, because yeah, we've come so far. Like we and all those episodes, we learn from them, not just like listening or okay, just let it pass. But we learn from all those episodes, and those episodes, like the preparation, for those episodes, we have those constant conversation that makes us like unite together. Like those, for me, it's like a great, it makes a great impact. Like, oh, there are people who are very into, doing something for greater purpose. So yeah.
Well, for me, I'm kind of feeling relieved. At the same time, I'm feeling a bit sad because this was a time or a moment where we all got to connect with a wide audience, and then, you know, people from different countries, different continents. So I'm kind of sad that's going to end. Probably will not have another opportunity or a platform where we are going to be meeting with those people again and connecting with them.
I think everyone pretty much summed it all up for me, but I'm going to borrow Terry's words of bittersweet. I feel like that's been my answer for a lot of things recently. But I am excited to see where the episodes may go in other people's, hopefully, once we hand it down. But I'm really sad about not being able to make the graphics anymore and doing tech support. That seems to be my main job.
Okay. For me, currently I'm feeling excited, knowing fully well that today is the last episode of this radio show. And not just that, very soon, in few weeks, we are going to go back home. So I'm so excited. I'm happy about everything.
Yeah, so we're all feeling a range of emotions. Maybe we should do that as our hashtag bittersweet. yes, because, well, we always have this disclaimer, right? I'm sure everyone's read that part. We're not professionals about a certain topic, but whenever some of us manage to invite a professional on the field, it's really something that we cherish because it's something new that we absorb during that episode. We learn something new that we haven't heard before, and during those episodes, it really makes me excited and, you know, happy that we get to have this chance and opportunity to handle this program, however, you know, brief it seems. Last year, it seems like we have lots of episodes to do, but now we're on the last episode. So, yeah, that's bittersweet. And I think everyone's excited to go home as well. So there's that. Okay. So a second question is, which segment or story from the show stuck with you the most, and why? Did it make you see any injustices in a new light or from a different angle? Because we talked about a lot of themes, from cyberbullying to gender equality to migrant rights, visas, and lots of topics. So is there one topic that stood out to you, and why? And did it make you see any injustices in a new light or from a different angle?
I think it was the discrimination, racism topic that, like, for me as a, I have been to different places and traveled around, and, you know, you have this thing in your head, like, oh, there's racism everywhere, but getting to, like, re-experience it again, like, in a space where, like, in Hong Kong, where there's not many people have met black people before, and there's a lot of ways people are treated differently. So I think to be able to hear that other people are also facing the same thing, even if because most people always look at racism as black against the other, but hearing that someone who's not black is also facing discrimination or racism wherever they're in their POA, it's one of those, like, yeah, this is like a world thing we find everywhere. It's not just stuck to one race. So I think that discussion was a very good discussion for me. And obviously it's topics which people are not really ready to talk about, because everyone thinks just racism is against black people, but it's really not. Though it might seem like it's more so on the other end, but it's a matter of we can't say get used to it or fit in. It's a thing we have to fight against, you know. Like, you can't tell me to get used to not being, like, to sitting on a train and no one wants to sit next to you just because of the way you are or the person you are. So I think that when we had that discussion, it's like, it was very eye-opening, and it was very good to see people lament with you and connect with you with what you were saying, and hear other people's, like, thoughts as well. So I think for me that was one topic which really, like, stuck to me. Yeah.
Yeah, it's tough being judged just based on the color of skin or how you look. I think that's the very first episode we had last year with Paula. I'm not sure, but anyway, yeah, I remember that episode. It really stood out to me as well, if I'm not mistaken, I think. Anyone else?
I cannot help you on that part, like the first episode. It's been so long, but I know we tackled that one. Yeah, but for me, one thing that I remember is about gender inequality in terms of missionary or church setup. So I still remember I invited Reverend Nicole at that episode, and she said yes. I'm very, very grateful that she said yes to us for that episode. And as a woman who works in the church, and as she shared her experience as a pastor and to the community in different countries that she's been serving on, I forgot where is it already, but she experienced and faced many struggles as a woman pastor or female pastor. And it feels like for me, as a female worker, as a female missionary, I feel like she gave me a part, like a comfort, okay, that to continue doing the work of God. And it doesn't base just of, because of the gender, you cannot do things. And having the right to serve God to all the means that you can, and just not just thinking about what others think, like, oh, she's a female, she cannot do that or whatsoever. She's giving me like a push to continue serving God despite of what people think of me, of what they think a female should do in serving the church, and such things like that. But yeah, that's one thing that I really remember of, and I'm very grateful for Reverend Nicole for that. That's all.
Yeah, so for me, the same with Pao. The segment, but all of the segment of gender equality, because it gave me a comprehensive, like, understanding of gender equality, and highlighting not only the progress, but also the ongoing challenges that the people face from all genders. It made me see the subtle systemic forms that we don't usually, like, see, but this discrimination is in various different forms of life, aspects of life, from the workplace, from church, like Pao said, to education, and other, and also, like, hearing personal experiences or stories from our panelists, I gained a deeper appreciation for the complexity of the gender issues and the importance that the importance that we have to continue the advocacy and action that we are doing right now. So those episodes challenged me to like reflect on my own perspective of gender equality, and it motivated me to be more proactive in supporting gender equality, not just in my community, but beyond my community.
Sorry, can I add on to that? Because I'm a female, all I know is the female perspective in terms of gender equality. Like, this is what the female should be and should have this right. But with our segment of gender inequality, it helps me to see the perspective of the male. Okay, as we have some male panelists who also share their experience, that they also experienced inequality in their own ways, it makes me see like two sides of the coin. If we don't have that kind of segment, or if we haven't tackled that issue in our radio show, I won't think of it. Maybe I will just focus on myself, like female perspective, this is the woman's right, blah, blah, blah. But with this segment that we have, I see the other side of the coin, which helps me to understand more about gender. Yeah, that's all you can.
Yeah, I still remember Tari's statement. I think it was during some part of that program when she said, just because a man likes ballerina, he gets discriminated, or, you know, men doing stuff that normally is, you know, viewed as things that females or women do. So that's really stood out for me. And I still remember the song, To Be a Man by Dax. That was a really, really great song that, you know, told from the perspective of men as well, the social pressure that, you know, society just puts on them. And so it's not really just one-sided, not always, well, women's rights and all that, but men's rights as well, human rights as well, so both parts equally. Yeah, it's a really great, really great series. Anyone else? Okay.
Okay. So I got two episodes which stood out for me. The first one is the issue to do with mental health, whereby we were talking about stigmatization around mental health, that some people see your mental health as it's not a disease, as if it's nothing which is like not important. So that stood out to me, because sometimes you know there are a lot of emotions which are involved with us serving as missionaries. Sometimes you're really down mentally, you thinking about home, you want to cry, you want somebody to talk to. So whenever that happens, I don't really have somebody to talk to, and then I remember that, okay, you know, people are seeing me, people will not even take me as a sick person, so I have to act okay. I don't have to, you know, I don't have to show people, because they, you know, they will not mind, they will not care. So I just have to find my own ways of dealing with it, and then remember all we about how you mental health. And also, second one is, we talked about climate change. There are a lot of things we do which we do not know that they are contributing to global warming and climate change. Also, that okay, was because, you know, I'm one of those people who want life on everything that's right, you know. So I got to learn about saving energy, how reducing climate change, etc., and things like that.
All right. Honest, would you like to hear your thoughts?
Yes, yes, I would like to add on what Purity said about mental health. Actually, is that one of the topics that stood out for me in this radio show. Because if you see very well, our mind and our body, they are not separate, and they always need care. They always need care. There are many people in our communities that are suffering from mental illness, they find it very difficult to connect with others. And that is a need for us to keep making awareness about this mental health. So actually, it's one topic that stood out for me, because whenever we talked about mental health, whenever I'm depressed, I feel at peace. So this is the topic that stood out for me. Thank you.
All right, friends, thank you. It looks like we could go on and share our experiences and favorite sessions or topics that stood out to us. But not for now, it's time to go to a quick song break. But before we go to that song break, let's for our friends who are streaming us online, you can send in your comments. Just tell us where you're watching from so we can give a quick shout out to you. And we'll be back real soon, so stay tuned.
Come set your rule and reign in our hearts again. Increase in us we play. Unveil why we're made. Come set our hearts ablaze with hope, like wildfire in our very souls. Holy Spirit, come invade us now. We are your church. We need your power in us. We seek your kingdom first. We hunger and we to waste our lives, for you're our joy and prize. To see the captive hearts released, the hurt, the sick, the poor at peace. We lay down our lives for heaven's cause. We are your church. We pray, revive this earth.
And we are back. Once again, you are tuning in to Open Space Conversations. Before we continue our discussion, we'd like to give a quick shout out to our friends who are streaming on the Open Space Conversation GMF Facebook page. Thank you all for joining us. We'll start with Mame Samba, who says, super proud of you all, watching from Atlanta. Divine said, watching from Matare, Zimbabwe. You guys have been great. Vanny said, watching from Cambodia. Happy to hear from you guys again for this last episode. Ethi Cam said, one big hug from Northern Ireland, my dear friends. Priscil said, my people. And then Ethi Cam also said, you are doing well. Priscil again said, you are all doing fantastic, watching from Brazil. Modesta is watching from Laos. Hannah is watching from U.S., D.C., and Rose is watching us from South Africa, hashtag the final lap. Thank you all for tuning in with us. We are just so happy to have you all here. And before we continue our discussion, we're going to do a little game time. We wanted to do a little something different, and this will be a chance to learn a little bit about the people who have hosted and been working behind the scenes to make these episodes happen. So the game is called Two Truths and a Lie. For those who are unfamiliar with this game, there will be three statements, and out of those statements, there will be one lie. So as listeners, it will be your job to identify the lie. Once you have identified the lie, panelists, feel free to raise a hand, and listeners, please leave a comment on the Facebook page. We'll start with an easy trial round. Listen carefully. All right, statement one is, Open Space Conversation is an hour-long program where we discuss social injustices. The second statement is, Open Space Conversation started with the 22 to 24 cohort. And the third statement is, you can watch previous episodes on Open Space Conversation-GMF2022-2024 Facebook page or encuentroradio.com.co. All right. Again, the statements are, one, Open Space Conversation is an hour-long program where we discuss social injustices. Two, Open Space Conversation started with the 22-24 cohort. And three, you can watch previous episodes on Open Space Conversations-GMF2022-2024 Facebook page or encuentroradio.com.co. All right. Does anyone know the lie?
That's so hard.
I'm not sure.
Come on.
Can I take a guess?
Please.
Yeah, for me, statement two.
Statement two, is everyone in agreement? Yes, statement two is a lie. We thankfully did not have to start the radio, but we got it handed down to us, and we are forever grateful for that and the opportunity we have. But that was an easy one. So the game is just getting started. Now that we all have an idea of how the game works, I'll start with my three statements and then open the floor to everyone else. Again, listeners, feel free to join in by leaving comments. All right, my statement is, number one, I own two cats. Two, I've had to get my head stitched three different times. And three, I used to have a snow globe collection. Again, my statements are, one, I own two cats. Two, I've had to get my head stitched three different times. And three, I used to have a snow globe collection. Whenever you guys are ready.
Got a guess.
I don't have any clue, but maybe I'll... I just want to...
All right. Well, Terry and Purity and Auntie Christine are all right. I do not own two cats. My sister owns them. So, yeah. So whoever wants to go next, I'm opening the floor to you guys.
Okay. So one is I play women's rugby. Two is I can sing. Three is I can drive. So one is I play women's rugby. Two, I can sing. And three, I can drive. Which do you think is
three.
Okay, so Eliza said two is the lie. Is a lie, I can sing. Christine, Mary Grace, and Pau say three, I can drive. Honest, what do you say? One, I play women's rugby. Okay. Christine, Mary Grace, and Pau are correct. I cannot drive to save my life.
Yeah. She can sing. Good singer.
I've heard you sing.
We said two because you started laughing. That was the only reason.
And I can't drive as well, so that makes two of us.
All right, who would like to go next?
Okay, I'll go next. So, one, I am 27 years old. Two, Purity is my middle name. Then three, I started law in school. I have a degree in law. Which one is a lie?
I think Purity is your middle name.
I think one and three. Well, the grace is raising both one and three. Okay, the correct answer is three. I didn't study law in school. Most of you got it correctly.
I was half correct, so.
Yeah.
I'll go next. Okay, ready? So, first, I can play drums. Second, I visited 10 countries already. And then third would be, I'm a middle child. First, I can play drums. Second, I visited 10 countries already. Third, I'm a middle child.
Go, go.
Try to guess, this. And Tari, where are you? Okay. Well, I hope Tari will answer in the Facebook Live. But the lie is, I can play drums. I want to play drums. I want. Yeah. It's Purity, Christine, and Grace.
Also, Priscilla sent a comment for Purity.
Okay.
All right. Oh. Can I go? Oh, Kristen, you can go. All right. Thank you. All right. Mine is one. I will be getting married this year. Two. My nickname is Balito. And three. I can play football.
Can you say that again?
All of you did not get it right. I will not be getting married this year.
I haven't guessed yet. But okay, let's just say one.
I will not be getting married this year.
Maybe next
not
year.
Yet. I would answer it, but. Okay, three.
Okay, so I'll go next. First is, I was a table tennis varsity. Second, I won bronze medal in taekwondo. Third, I only eat one meal once a day. Oh, what a day. Okay. The wrong answer is I was a table tennis varsity. So I only eat one meal a day.
The one meal a day is pretty believable. I think that's what we all do sometimes. Okay, I'll go next. First statement. I have bought coffee from Starbucks before. Second statement, I have eaten a bug before. Third statement, I have never seen a genuine redhead.
Wait, can you say them again, please?
First statement, I have bought coffee from Starbucks before. Second statement, I have eaten a bug before. Third statement, I have never seen a genuine redhead.
I change.
What's your answer? So the lie is, honest, I don't see your answer. The lie is, first statement, I've bought coffee from Starbucks before. I've never been to Starbucks. Never even attempted to go in. Ordering just intimidates me. There's lots of questions. So I'm just going to go with the simplest order there is.
Well, thank you guys for playing our game. And looking at the time, I would love to continue playing. But I think it's time for us to go into our closing statements. But before that, we're going to go on a little song break.
Also, thanks, Brazil.
There is a candle in every soul, some brightly burning, some dark and cold. And there is a spirit who brings a fire, ignites a candle and makes his home. Carry your candle, run to the darkness, seek out the helpless, confused and torn, and hold out your candle for all to see it. Take your candle and go light your world. Take your candle. Frustrated brother, see how he's tried to light his own candle some other way. See now your sister, she's been robbed and lied to, still holds a candle without a flame. So carry your candle. Hearts are blazing, so let's raise our candles and light up the sky, praying to our Father in the name of Jesus. Make us a beacon in darkest times.
Take your
welcome back. Welcome back again. Before I hand it off to Etty Grace, I just wanted to read our comments. Etty Abigail said, greetings from Geneva, celebrating with your team. And she also said, congratulations. And again, thank you, Priscilla, for joining in on our game. I hope you enjoyed it as much as we did. All right, now back to Etty Grace.
Thank you. So, friends, we're now drawing to a close. But before we officially end our episode, let us hear from each of our core team one last time. Do you have any last messages to our listeners? I see.
Okay, I'll go first. So, as Eliza already shared, say the name. So, Abigail, hi. Ate Abigail, thank you so much for giving us this space and give us a chance to be part of this open space conversation. So, without you reaching to us, we won't be here. And thank you so much for that kind of support you've given to us while we're doing this, organizing this, and having connections with also step out. So yeah, thank you so much. I mean, I'm gonna cry. No, but I'm very grateful for all the listeners, viewers who supporting us and joining our conversations and talking about our perspectives and also understanding each stand and each issues and knowledge about every issues that we've talked about. And I hope even though we're signing off, we still continue having we still continue raising our voice for the people who cannot speak and to be someone's voice to everyone. And I hope this platform will still continue and you can still be part of this even though we're not here anymore. That's all.
Okay. I think I just want to say thank you to everyone who joined. It would not have been possible without all of you joining from all over the world during different times and having very good discussions. And I hope it just doesn't end just these discussions online, but you can also start these discussions offline as well and continue the conversation and stick around. I'm sure there'll be a lot of other shows if it's not online, like Facebook. If you still want to talk, just reach out to us. I think we'll be really happy to continue with the conversations. If you have any topics you want to be discussed, you can just put it in the comments. Anyways, thank you.
Yeah. So for me, I just want to thank the team for your effort in putting all the hard work for the radio show. Especially Eliza, Mary Grace, the very core of the core team. So thank you. And to all our listeners and watchers, the people who watch us on Facebook, thank you all and for being with us, although we are not experts on the field, but you still have you still listen to us and share also your thoughts and experiences about our topics or episodes. So yeah, thank you.
Okay, I'll say thank you to all people who joined us, who accepted our request as panelists, even though they are not part of the GMF program. They took their time to be with us and help us to discuss about different topics. So I just want to say thank you all for joining us.
Yeah, I would like to say thank you for everyone. You use your data to connect, to join this program, to support us, and also to encourage us and to give out your advice to so many audience out there. We want to say thank you to all of you. Thank you.
I feel like everyone has said it all again, but just thank you. From the bottom of our hearts, we definitely could not have done this alone, as it is evident. But I really hope that our hearts were shown that we really did want to raise awareness. And so with that, as Terry said, let's keep those hard conversations going. Let's have grace and an open mind as we recognize the challenges that other people might be facing that we only scratch the surface of on this show, honestly. But yeah, I think if I've learned anything from this show, it's that conversations matter and that your presence matters and just listening matters. And that's more than enough. And so this is my encouragement to continue those conversations and continue to be present.
Yeah, conversations matter. I think this program is very aptly named Open Space Conversations. And I believe we all learn things that we never would have learned otherwise if we haven't been involved in the program. And we've heard lots of stories, inspiring stories, and hopefully we've done our small part in raising awareness. Like Eliza said, we're just scratching the surface, and we've got lots of group chats. We can keep the conversations going. So I would also like to share a passage from the book of Numbers, chapter 6, verses 24 to 26. It says, for everyone, for our core team, and for everyone listening. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. And the Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. God be with us all. It's been such a pleasure, everyone. It's been a fun journey, and I'm sure everyone's learned a lot. But as the saying goes, all good things must come to an end. It gives space for new things to come in, and that's how we grow. So thank you, core team, for all your effort, and to our friends who are unable to join us today, for our friend who's unable to join us today, to Libby, thank you as well. There's lots of things going on behind the scenes before even the webinar starts. Lots of conversation going on in the core team, group chats. So thank you, everyone, for your time and effort and just dedication to seeing this program through one whole year. So you did it.
Yeah, we also want to thank the talk, of course, the tech team, especially Hannah and Alejandra. Thank you so much for giving us this opportunity to connect with people from around the world, to raise awareness as we got to discuss different social issues. We really couldn't have done this without you guys, so thank you. All right, everybody. It's been such a pleasure being with you, hearing you, and listening to your thoughts and passion. Stay safe, love one another, and may God bless us all. And with that,
that was chaotic, but that was fun.
Thank you so much.
Thank you to our viewers, to those who stream this live.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone. Ciao.
Trust me.